We've talked quite a bit about information cost velocity, and we've also talked about taxes and tariffs over past episodes. Let's talk today about the information cost velocity curve and import taxes.
Yeah, Robert, this is really interesting. One of the phenomena that we are deeply involved with here at Future Creators, and you can see all kinds of videos at future-creators.com on how this works, is information substitution. And here's what happens. We have an information cost velocity curve. Information costs drop, information velocity increases. It's a curve. And what has happened over millions of years, practically since we learned to mumble, is that we've moved down that curve. And for, of course, many millions of years, pretty slowly for sure. But in the last few centuries, faster and faster, today we're moving at extraordinary rates, and cloud computing, the power of marginal cost computing, has revolutionized industrial structures. And one fundamental thing happens, and that is that information, progressively cheaper and faster, can be substituted for other resources like land, labor, and capital. So for economists, what we now have is not a three-factor input economy, but a four-factor input economy. Now, what does that mean for a company? My favorite examples are Apple and Walmart. Companies like this are able now, with our position on the information cost velocity curve, to monitor working capital first and cost second. Because if we look at the days of sales and inventory, for example, and we can cut that from 40 or 50 to 5 or 6, we free up, in some cases, billions and billions on the balance sheet of a company. So that overwhelms cost considerations, because if a supplier can deliver to me and cut my inventory days using an information system to do so, that's worth a lot more than spending an extra 20% on the product. Now, supposing somebody in the administration comes along and says, we don't like our trade numbers. We insist on applying import taxes on Americans and on American business. You're suddenly slapping what could be a very complex supply chain, which may go back and forth across borders many times, that is driven exclusively by our position on the information cost velocity curve, which in turn is our competitive advantage, and messing it all up. And suddenly, it's not just the price of goods go up, it forces a complete restructuring of what has become an information-intense and very efficient supply chain. Why would you do that to our country? Why would you do that to American business? It makes no sense whatever.
What are some of the long-term impacts of the decision apply some of these import taxes to, whether it's supply chain or other aspects of a business?
I think the simplest way to look at this is to look at Japan. There you have a country which, until about 30 years ago, was riding high. Great brands. You remember there was a Sony or a Panasonic or a Hitachi in just about every home and business in the world. Those products are all gone now. And the reason they're gone is because the Japanese, for whatever cause, no one really understands exactly, and I'm an expert on Japan and I don't know, decided not to get involved in the information revolution. They decided to concentrate on manufacturing products, not on the information-driven elements that would drive logistics, that would simplify delivery, that would simplify integration with other products. They would sell televisions without any cloud attachment, for example. Well, you know, with Apple, everything is attached to the cloud, no surprise, and everything works across platforms, so that your iPhone and your iPad, your computers, your TVs, everything works in a simple, synchronized way. The Japanese decided not to do that, so by getting out of information intensity, their competitive position globally diminished remarkably. Do you know the Nikkei today? Robert, this is amazing. The Nikkei today is 50% of where it was in December 1989 when the Dow was 2606. Wow. That's like sending the Dow to 1300. 1300. That's what we're looking at. That's what we're looking at with these import taxes. This is one of the dumbest things I think I have ever heard. And it suggests to me that the people in the White House haven't the slightest idea about supply chains, business, even simple economics.
For more on these topics and others, visit us at future-creators.com. Thanks, Francis.
Hey, thanks, Robert.